This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Katie Brown. There have been more than 250 mass shootings this year in the U.S., including four on Monday. These tragedies have many people demanding more gun control. In California, legislation banning new Glock handgun sales could reach Governor Newsom's desk by late August. Ryan Sabalo from our California newsroom partner, Cal Matters, has more.
Under a bill advancing in the state legislature, Californians who already own Glocks could keep them, but gun shops would be banned from selling new Glock brand handguns and some off-brand imitators. It's possible to turn a Glock into an automatic weapon with an illegal converter known as a Glock switch. That means it'll keep firing as long as the trigger is depressed, like a machine gun.
Most handgun designs don't have this issue, and this legislation is narrowly focused on a limited number of designs that are exceptionally easy to modify.
That's Encino Assembly member Jesse Gabriel, who wrote the bill. Illegally modified Glocks have been used in high-profile gang shootings in California in recent years, including a 2022 shooting near the Capitol in Sacramento and a 2019 shooting in Fresno. More than two dozen states, including California, have already outlawed Glock switches, but this new ban would be the first of its kind in the country. Gun rights advocates have vowed to sue the state if the bill becomes law.
And legislation introduced in Congress this week aims to provide relief for homeowners in the wake of climate disaster. The Senate bill, co-sponsored by California Democrat Adam Schiff, would postpone mortgage payments for homeowners with federally backed housing loans. The pause on payments would last 6 months, and disaster survivors could extend this relief for another 6 months without added interest or penalties. This is KAZU News.